Hey, let's talk a little Illini basketball this afternoon. I'm Mark Strauss, the TV guy on the radio, and joining us on the telephone from IlliniGuys.com. You heard from him earlier in the 3 o'clock hour. Mike Kegley joins us as the Illini get set to embark on their NCAA tournament adventure. Mike, how are you this afternoon?
Doing fantastic. Very exciting thinking about Illinois being relevant again towards the national title. It's been a long time.
Oh, they're very relevant. They're a number one seed, and a lot of people think that they will get to the Final Four. What did you think of their draw in the Midwest region? How does that stack up with some of the other regions?
Well, I think for the Illini, the way they're playing right now, I think they've got a path to the title that they are very capable of, if they play well. They're very capable of winning it, and we saw against Ohio State that even when things go against them and you have Kofi in foul trouble, you have another team making a run, that they are capable of withstanding that, and I really see them going to the Final Four and maybe contending with, you know, a Baylor to get to the title game and a Gonzaga once they make it to the title game.
Well, they're going to open up on Friday against Drexel. That's a 12:15 game. And for those that want to watch it, it'll be on TBS. And then would face either Georgia Tech or Loyola in the second round, which would be interesting, you know, just from a local standpoint, a regional standpoint, that Illinois would play Loyola in a second round game. And Loyola would certainly be fired up for that. That's the one thing that concerns me, is that when you get a team that's motivated with a coach like Porter Mosier, who's very good at getting his guys ready to play, something strange could happen. Although not that strange, because Loyola did it before. They wound up in the Final Four doing exactly that.
Yeah, and that's the beautiful thing about college kids, is you just don't know what you're going to get on any given day when the tip, the ball gets tipped off. And so Illinois has to play well. Loyola is a team that Illinois matches up well with, particularly from an athleticism standpoint. But they're also a team that passes very well. They make the extra pass, and that gets them a lot of open looks. And Illinois will have to be very tough. The center is a very good passer, and he would be able to cause a little bit of problems for Kofi on the inside with that. Where I think Loyola would struggle is, barring Kofi getting into foul trouble, I'm not certain how they're going to be able to stop him with his size, speed, and athletic advantage on the inside.
We're talking with Mike Kegley from IlliniGuys.com. You can hear his Illini Minute every day during the 3 o'clock hour here on WJBC. Let me ask you about something you started to talk about, and that was Sunday's game against Ohio State, which the Illini pulled out in overtime. They were up at 17 points at one point and were forced to overtime. In fact, they trailed briefly in that game late in the game, and I think in overtime as well. One of the things that concerns me after watching that game, and we saw it really throughout the season, is how poor of a free throw shooter Kofi Coburn is. He's only shooting 54% for the year. He was 6 of 13 at the line on Sunday, which means, hey, they're going to go after him because they know that they've got a better chance of keeping him down at the free throw line than in the paint. And in one stretch in Sunday's game, really during crunch time, he was only 1 for 4 at the line. Is that going to come back to bite them in these, when they get into this NCAA tournament? Is that going to come back to bite them?
I think that's probably a fair assessment, that it could, against the wrong team playing well. You could see a team, especially a team with a big front line, could just do the hack a Kofi, taking the page from the hack a Shaq routine. And, you know, if they have enough bigs, they could just say, fine, we will eat the fouls, very similar to what Michigan State did. Knowing that eventually he's going to miss free throws, or as the game gets, tougher and emotions get higher, that they might be able to get four fouls on Kofi and get him out of the game. I think that is a legitimate strategy, and even though the North Carolina team is not very talented, I didn't want to see them in our bracket because they've got so many bigs that they really could employ that strategy with little risk to their team, because they have, you know, four or five guys that they could just run out there to see if they could get Kofi mad or just keep him at the free throw line and take their chances.
You and I were talking earlier, and one of the things we were talking about earlier this week was the interest that's been created by Illinois, by this team this year, in high school talent, not only in Illinois, but all around the country now. They saw that game on Sunday. They saw those kids and how much they like each other. We remember the shots on Sunday of them in arm as they were coming down the stretch and in overtime. Speak to that a little bit, and how much what Brad Underwood has built at Illinois. You know, it's like a snowball coming downhill. It gets bigger and bigger. There's momentum. Now they're on national TV. They're a number one seed. And so the interest, it's going to become easier to recruit. And some of these channels that used to be open, that were closed, maybe during the John Gross era and such, they're going to open back up now, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And I think one of the things that you figure about Brad Underwood is that he hates to lose a lot more than he loves to win, and he really loves to win. And so he's usually got a fallback plan within a fallback plan. And when you're recruiting at that level, you have to plan ahead. And I think the other thing that he does that may be different than what, let's say, Bruce Weber did when he was in had a powerful team, is Underwood doesn't appear to be a person who is hooked on, I have to have player A, and then goes all out, and then if player A isn't there, is in a quandary. He seems to be more of, give me really good players, and then we will get them here. And so he, you know, when you're not looking for just one person, but you've got three or four people, then it's kind of almost like you put up a sign that says first come, first serve. And it really means that guys have to say, well, hey, I want to play here. I need to think about committing. We will see how well this plan works as obviously the spring progresses. But the interesting thing is that team had such a show of how much they were having fun, even during the heat of an incredibly tough battle. And it was seen by a lot of people. I don't know if you saw the ratings came out, but that was the highest rated college basketball game of the season. And that was a great time to watch Illinois come in overtime and take that victory away from Ohio State, and to have that big of an audience as people were tuning in to see what happens on the selection show. That certainly can't hurt Illinois at all when you're talking about high school athletes watching that and then seeing like, hey, that would be a fun place to play on top of winning.
Hey, Mike, I want to ask you about this because you mentioned this to me while we were off the air talking. And that is, you have a little bit of a concern in this NCAA tournament because of the way, you know, Io gets banged around a lot, but he's able to do it in such an elegant way that it doesn't always look like he's being fouled to the officials. And you're worried that they won't get the calls, or he won't get the calls that he deserves.
Yeah, I think that's one of the challenges that you face when you're a really good player, especially with Io, where he's got the lightning speed to the basket, is he beats guys, they're forced to foul him, and a referee quickly decides, like, I can't give somebody, you know, too many free throws, or I'm affecting the game. And so if you notice in games, there'll be times when Io will get some shots, some free throws early in the game, and then he goes on long droughts. And I think it's because the team, you know, the referee really feels like, I know he's getting fouled, but I can't give him 83 free throws this game, and so he gets a lot of hits that you would not expect somebody to take. And also with Kofi, you know, I remember in the second half late in the game, E.J. Liddell literally just slammed into Kofi in the air. Kofi still made the layup, and there was no foul called. And I'm thinking that any other person who would have been hit like that by E.J. Liddell would have been in a pile underneath the basket. You might have a flagrant foul one or a two. And Kofi just kind of shrugged it off and ran down the court. And I think he also makes it a real challenge for a referee on how you call it. And he can get frustrated because he feels like he's being hit, and legitimately he is. And then he probably feels like some of the fouls that he gets called for are much less powerful and, you know, less impactful than some of the ones that are not called against him. And I can see where his patience, much like Shaquille O'Neal's, is really good because he rarely lets it bother him. And I'm not certain I would be a good enough person to take it as well as he does.
Yeah, I remember that incident because there was a replay on the overhead shot above the basket, and he hardly moved Coburn, but he did foul him, and he should have gone to the line for a three-point opportunity. In DeSumo's case, I think part of it is it's sort of a double-edged sword with him because he's so acrobatic and he has so much, you know, quickness, and he makes it look easier than it is. That don't you think it's harder for the referee to pull the trigger and say, well, you know, he didn't seem to have any trouble there. I don't see a foul.
Yeah, no, I agree with you totally. He has a little bit of Dr. J, and he has a motion that's so smooth that even when he's getting hit, you're kind of watching the overall, you know, kind of the way he does it. And he's got that fantastic use of the backboard that you really haven't seen much since the 80s and 90s, you know, where he gets that thing high up on the board as he goes perpendicular to the basket. And then the ball, you know, like I said, off the bank board and in. And I think people get caught up in the flight of the ball and watching, you know, that layup, and they don't always see some of the action that's lower that he's getting hit, particularly, you know, he will get slammed in the body. I don't think a lot of guys try to go up at his hand because he is, you know, 6'5", he can jump, and he's quick. But I think they end up hitting him in the body, and, of course, the referee's eyes and the rest of our eyes are following the ball, and I think sometimes he pays for that.
All right, before we wrap things up, Mike, I'm going to ask you to do this. Pick a Final Four for me.
Well, if I was going to pick a Final Four, I'm going to do something that's not real common, but I think I'm going to go with three of the four ones. I actually think Gonzaga, Baylor, and Illinois are the teams that I think will be there, and I'm just not sold on Michigan. And I don't know who I would pick out of that. Maybe LSU might be my dark horse to come out of the Michigan region instead. So that would put you Gonzaga versus Illinois. And since I'm an Illini guy, I've got to pick Illinois to take the title this year.
All right. Well, if Michigan doesn't play in the Final Four and you're picking LSU as your dark horse, that means LSU would upset Michigan in the second round.
That's exactly what I am. That's my upset special. But for people who know me, generally, if I give you an upset special, the best thing you can do is call your bookie and go exactly against what I'm telling you, and you're probably going to be fine.
All right, Mike. Well, we appreciate your time today. You can check out Mike and his colleagues at IlliniGuys.com. There's all kinds of great updates and recruiting news. They'll keep you right on the cusp of everything Illinois sports. Mike, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Mike Kegley from IlliniGuys.com on WJBC.
Attention.